Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we answer a question about Elvis Presley and play some of his music, report about an unusual American language, and tell about a Hall of Fame that honors American space heroes. Most people have heard of the baseball and football halls of fame, but they may not know about the United States Astronaut Hall of Fame. It is at the Kennedy Space Center in the state of Florida. Last week, the Hall of Fame honored three more space heroes. Barbara Klein explains.
The idea for the Astronaut Hall of Fame began in 1984. The six surviving members of America's first group of astronauts and the widow of the seventh had the idea. They wanted to create a place where astronauts could be honored and remembered. The United States Astronaut Hall of Fame opened in 1990. The former astronauts also wanted to help support America's leadership in science and technology. So the group began providing money to American students to help pay for their college educations. In 1995, they established the Astronaut Scholarship Foundation. Each year, it provides almost $200,000 to help American students attend college to study science. It also helps supervise the choice of the astronauts to be honored each year. Members of the Astronaut Hall of Fame must have made his or her first flight at least 20 years before. They must be retired at least 5 years. They must be United States citizens who have trained at the American Space Agency. And they must have orbited the Earth at least once. On May 6th, three former space shuttle commanders became the newest members. Charles Bolden flew on four shuttle flights and was the pilot on the trip that deployed the Hubble Space Telescope. He also commanded the first joint American-Russian space shuttle flight. Henry Hartsfield flew on three space shuttle trips and piloted the shuttle Columbia's final test flight. He also commanded the first space flight of the shuttle Discovery. Brewster Shaw flew on three space shuttle trips. His first space trip carried the European-built Space Lab and the first international shuttle crew. He also served on the committee that investigated the space shuttle Challenger explosion in 1986. 63 space explorers are honored at the United States Astronaut Hall of Fame. They include Neil Armstrong, John Glenn, Alan Shepard, and Sally Ride.
Now when the Hebrew children march out of Egypt land from under that man Pharaoh, God been a travel on for them to lead their way. Up in the sky, him in a cloud for them in the daytime, then him been fire for them come night.
The Gullah people of the southern United States have honored their language and culture for more than 100 years. Many people are making efforts to keep the Gullah traditions alive. Faith Lapidus tells us more.
The Gullah people are an African-American population. They live mainly in the Sea Islands and coastal areas of South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. The Gullah people have a rich culture, including their own language. It is a Creole language created by slaves who came to the United States from West Africa in the 1800s. It combines West African languages with English. For many years, efforts have been made to save the Gullah language and culture. One project began in 1979. The goal was to translate the New Testament part of the Christian holy book, the Bible, into Gullah. Experts say it was a difficult process. Gullah is not a written language. It is a spoken language only. A team of Gullah speakers began working on the translation to make the Bible easier to understand for those who spoke Gullah as their main language. The Gullah version is called the New Testament. It is written in English on one side of the page. Next to it is the Gullah translation. The New Testament was published by the American Bible Society. The project also received help from the Summer Institute of Linguistics, Wycliffe Bible Translators, the United Bible Societies, and the Penn Center. Experts believe the translated Bible is a major step in saving the Gullah language and traditions. Robert Hodgson of the American Bible Society worked on the project. He says this is more than a Bible translation. He says the New Testament raises the Gullah language and culture to a new level. The language had been dishonored as a lesser form of English. Ardell Green is a member of the translation team. She calls the book a treasure. She says the Gullah version of the Bible will be read in churches and will help young people keep the Gullah language alive. You can learn more about the Gullah traditions and language at this website, www.knowitall.org. That is spelled KNOWITALL. Click on Gullah Net.
Let the stars fade and fall, and I won't care at all, as long as I have you. Every kiss.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Burma. Koma G asks about popular singer Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley may be the most popular recording artist in history. More than 1,000 million of his recordings have sold throughout the world. He was a success in many different kinds of music: popular, country, religious, and rhythm and blues. People everywhere still enjoy his recordings and films. One of Elvis Presley's most popular records was this one, Hound Dog. It sold 5 million copies when it was released in 1956.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Elvis Presley was born in the southern town of Tupelo, Mississippi, in 1935. His family was extremely poor. He was working as a truck driver when he recorded his first record in 1953. It led to a series of local shows, new recordings, and television appearances. One of these new recordings was Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be so lonely, baby. Well, I am so lonely. Well, I am so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Elvis Presley became a movie actor in the 1950s. He acted in 31 movies. He served in the United States Army, then returned home to perform in shows and on television. In the 1970s, he began taking drugs to help him sleep and to control his weight. He also suffered from the emotional sickness, depression. He died in 1977. Medical tests showed many drugs in his body. Experts say they probably caused his death. Hundreds of thousands of people still visit Graceland, Elvis Presley's home in Memphis, Tennessee, every year. And fans continue to buy his music. We leave you now with another of Elvis's huge hit records, Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Lawan Davis and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always